This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. You've heard us talk probably all week about all the things going on this weekend here in Galesburg, and one of those is a way that you can help the Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank. They're having bingo this weekend, but it's not typical bingo, I would say. So we're going to talk about that with Leanne Porter, the founder and executive director, even though she would just like to be referred to as the executive director of the Diaper Bank. Thanks for coming in, Leanne.
Thank you for having me in.
Absolutely. We're very glad to have you. We've talked a couple of times in this program about various things with the Diaper Bank, but for those who still don't know, let's start with what that is and what you're doing for the community.
Okay, so the Diaper Bank, we started in September 2015 because prior to that, there was not a place that a family with a baby in diapers could go if they did not have the diapers they needed. We've got a lot of resources in town for food and other types of things, but a lot of times they didn't have diapers. And so our main purpose is to collect as many diapers as humanly possible and then get them out to wonderful organizations that work with families throughout our region.
And in the last year or so, boy, have you grown from kind of a small space to a much bigger space. And it seems to me from everything I've seen and heard that you're pretty much filling up that new space too, right?
We are working on it. So yeah, we started in the house, did 33,000 so diapers out of my house, moved to a donated space. We did about 75,000 diapers out of there. And now we've got our own place that's not shared with warehousing where we can actually have a semi come in and drop off pallets and that sort of thing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And you've kind of expanded here recently some of the things you provide. You don't just do diapers anymore, right?
Correct. We have always done diapers. We collect adult incontinence products. And so we've always had those. And then we recently, through a partnership with the National Diaper Bank Network, and they kind of hooked everything up with Kotex, we are launching a period supply program.
Right.
To get feminine hygiene products out, because it's the same sort of thing. If you've got a woman coming in, she's got a baby in diapers, she's probably having a period. It's the thing nobody wants to talk about, but here I am talking about it.
Well, and it's probably one of those things, too, where if you're a mom and you're struggling, you can probably afford at times one or the other, but not both, right?
Exactly. And so we want to make sure that they're available. There's no dignity in some of the things that we hear. Statistically, 1 in 5 women has experienced this in the past year. 1 in 3 women say that they've experienced not having enough supplies at some point in their life.
Did you imagine when you started the diaper bank that you would expand as much as you've had in the last few years?
No, I thought we would. I thought we would be just like serving just right in Galesburg, and that would probably be about it. So definitely didn't see 5 counties.
Wow, that's
where
amazing.
We'd be.
Well, we're certainly glad you're doing that, and you certainly need more help, and that's where this this bingo comes in this weekend. It's not just, although my joke is that I was raised Catholic, so I should be able to play bingo, no problem, but this isn't really just typical bingo, right?
No, it is not. This is rock and roll bingo, because we just want to do things that are fun.
There you go.
That's kind of my personality, and so I don't want to do something that's not fun. So basically, they are going to play clips of music, 20 to 30 seconds. You can sing along, get up and dance if you want, whatever you want to do. But you don't have to know the songs. So this is not like trivia where you've got to come with some sort of knowledge.
Thank goodness.
You don't have to know anything. We're going to give you the name of the song. If you can read your card, you're pretty much good. We voted on Facebook for the song categories.
Okay.
Oddly enough, 2010 to present only got 1 vote, so that will not be one of our categories. But
we're gonna
have the 80s, the 90s, sing along songs, one hit wonders, and songs from movies will be the categories that we'll have.
You see, the thing about bingo is, for some people, that's pretty serious business. But you don't necessarily want it to be pretty serious business.
I mean,
it sounds like
if they want to bring out their line of trolls and like they've got all the things they need to touch and everything, we're down with that. You can bring whatever your little lucky charms are and stuff.
There you go.
We're good with that.
Very good. And you're not just doing bingo. You're doing a number of things in addition to that here. What, Saturday night, correct?
Correct. It's Saturday night, and we'll be at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Doors are opening at 6. Bingo's starting at 7. We do have a dine and dash, which is basically gift cards to area restaurants that have been donated, and awesome. You just make a donation for the value of the card, and you get the card.
That's beautiful.
And we get diapers. So it kind of is a win-win all the way around.
That's great. So talk a little bit about what else will be going on. Is that pretty much it Saturday
That
night?
And bingo. Just lots of
Perfect.
Fun, lots of laughing, lots of just a good time. People can just bring out their friends and have a good time and support the diaper bank.
And I shouldn't say that I shouldn't infer, I guess, that the bingo isn't serious business, because there are prizes if you win and stuff, right?
We do. So there will be 10 games that night, and we went with experience prizes because that's kind of how I am.
There you go.
And we want to get people out doing things, not at their house. So you're not going to come and win a widget. I mean, if you want to win a widget, I'm sure there are places you can do that. But we have things like passes to Tanner's Orchard, the Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium, and which is a really cool place. If you haven't gone over there, come and win that so you can go. Wildlife Prairie Park, the Riverman, the Peoria Riverfront Museum, swim passes to the Hawthorne Pool right here in town.
Awesome.
So we've got lots of fun prizes that way, and people can. The earlier you win, the better the prize selection.
There you go.
And if you win the last game, then you get what everybody else didn't want. But we think they're all pretty cool anyway.
I would think so, too. You know, winning something is winning something, so that's a good thing. Talk about costs, if there are tickets available, that sort of thing.
So we have available 300 bags of bingo chips. They come with a free bingo card, and they are available pretty much first come, first serve as you get there, $10. And then if we have any left over shortly before bingo starts, then we will be selling those for half price.
And I was going to say, yeah, you can buy additional chips. Will you need more bingo cards at some point?
You only need the extra bingo cards if we have them, and you want to pay another $5, you can play two cards.
That sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, so because some people, you know, I've been to bingos, they like to have a couple of cards. And
along with the trolls.
Along with the trolls and the little things that you want to tap on and, you know, get your good karma going so that you can win.
I shouldn't really be so smarmy about bingo. It helped pay for my Catholic school upbringing. So
I shouldn't
say as much as I am about it. Okay, so I would imagine, too, that even before you've had a person in the door, you've probably gotten a lot of support through this, and I imagine you're probably pretty grateful for that already.
We are. We have had awesome support. Jake and Jessica over at Pete's Auto Body are amazing. So you got a ding in your car, maybe go check them out.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came on as a supporter. Stacy West at Bi-County Insurance is one of our sponsors also. They helped cover the cost to kind of make this all happen. Which is just awesome. We're really appreciative of them.
Absolutely. All right. So once again, talk about the time, the when, and the where, and all of that one once again.
Saturday night, which is a fun date, 8/18/18.
Mm-hmm.
And it is doors open at 6, bingo starts at 7, and we'll be at the Knights of Columbus Hall here in Galesburg.
And you're on Facebook and everything like that if folks need more information.
We are. You can check out our website, lovingbottoms.org. We also have an event. If you can go to our webpage or our Facebook page, just facebook.com/lovingbottoms.
And we also have this on our community events page at WGIL.com, too, and it has all the information there, too. So, all right, anything else we're forgetting about this, Leanne?
I don't think so. All it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to everybody coming out and having a good time.
Leanne Porter, the founder/executive director of the Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank. Thanks so much for coming in and your time, and thanks for all you're doing for the community.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on. We always appreciate it. You guys are
welcome.
Pretty awesome up here.
Ah, thanks. The check's in the mail. Stay tuned. We'll have Kim Commando in sports next as Galesburg's Evening News continues here on WGIL.